Afrimat's delivered double-digit growth in full-year earnings. Headline earnings per share increased by close to 30%, partly fueled by higher iron ore prices, which boosted its Demoneng iron ore mine's contribution and offsetting a poor showing from its construction materials division. We're joined in studio now by the group CFO, Pieter de Wit, for more perspective on the numbers released today. Thanks so much, Pieter, for joining us today. Thanks, so group revenue up 24.6%, headline earnings per share rising close enough to 30% as well. For a company providing industrial minerals, commodities and construction materials as well, one wonders what's working in your favor within a very anemic growth environment.
Yes, good evening, Alicia. I think the strategy or our strategy of diversification is working in our favor. We saw a small decline in the profits of our construction materials business, but that was offset by more than offset by the iron ore business performance.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to the negatives on the business, I want to hone in on this entry you've made into bulk commodities because it's proven to be well-timed. So what's the demand scenario that you're catering to right now?
Are you talking about the iron ore specifically?
Yes.
Yes, the demand is high. We only sell 870,000 tons per annum, which is a small amount if you look at the global iron ore market. Most of that is exported to China, and that demand is still high. So whatever we can produce, and our bottleneck is basically the railway line, or the allocation on the railway line.
Mm-hmm. So as you said now, is Afrimat as diverse as it would like to be?
We've got this diversification strategy, so we're looking at all kinds of other minerals to add to the diversification portfolio, and one of them is coal as well.
Mm-hmm. I asked the question, and it's key, you know, in terms of what you're pursuing next, because it comes at a time where industrial minerals, yes, seeing some recovery in the second half, but it has been a tale of two halves. And as you highlighted right at the top, construction materials, really your big Achilles heel right now, with that coming under immense pressure. How soon do you anticipate a turnaround starting to surface within that construction space specifically? Because it's been political uncertainty and an economic slowdown that's really weighed on that segment of the business.
Firstly, I want to disagree a bit with you that the construction materials are totally down and out. It's still a very good business for us. If you take the impairment charge out of the accounts, mm-hmm. It's slightly down to 23% year on year, but it's still contributing 40% of our profits. So it's still a good business. It's not going to turn around quickly, but we have been seeing some green shoots in the economy.
Green shoots in the economy, are you inspired by the kind of shifts that are happening within the political sphere? Because it's, political will at the end of the day that needs to drive this reform agenda very aggressively moving forward.
Yes, I think we're hopeful about what's going on in the economy, and the next day or two will also, I think, create a lot of investor confidence if there's the right decisions made. And that will spur, if capital formation or investment in the country is coming back, that will definitely drive growth in that sector or industry.
Well, you've got to be feeling slightly comfortable because you're pursuing new business development, within this environment. It remains critical as a strategy for you. Talk us through some of the avenues you are chasing.
Some of the avenues, you would have seen that we have brought out a cautionary, that we are trading on a cautionary. We're looking at a coal business. It's only listed in Australia, but all the assets are in South Africa. Mm-hmm. It's still early stages. We're busy with the due diligence. But that is one of the opportunities that we are looking at, and there are various opportunities within the current economic environment. It creates opportunities for businesses that does have a strong balance sheet, and that is one of our benefits as well. We are generating a lot of cash, and we are strengthening our balance sheet quite significantly.
Are you leaning more so to investments outside of South Africa's borders?
At the moment, we're looking at mainly South Africa, within South Africa.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. We're going to have to be tracking developments there as they unfold. Pieter, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, at the CFO of Afrimat, Pieter de Wit.